Well, Easter Saturday, it's a big day. The Quambatook Tractor Pull, the Kubota Australian Tractor Pull Championships. And to talk more about that, we've got the president of the Quambatook Tractor Pullers Association, Tim Betson, with us on the show this morning to tell us all about what a great day it's going to be. Tim, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
So, 2 years, we haven't seen it. Must be fantastic to be back.
It is, mate, it is. It's a shame we had to cancel, but we're very grateful to be running this year, mate.
Yeah, indeed. Like, it's always very, very popular. Tell me first, I want to just talk about, like, the tractors that are used. I've seen some, and they look like bloody dragsters, you know. Obviously, a huge amount of time, effort, and money goes into some of these machines.
Yeah, no, there is, mate. There's, we've got one that was imported from Canada that lives in Bendigo, mate, Coyote. It's got four blown big blocks sitting in it, mate. All the way down to minis that have got supercharged big blocks in them, mate. It's all sort of walks of engines in them, mate. So
yeah, and I guess the aim is just to see who can drag the biggest weight. Is that essentially what it's all about for those of us who don't know a lot about it?
Yeah, they tow a weighted sled, mate. And the aim of it is to pull that sled the furthest, mate, over 100 metre track.
Wow. Is there also a division for older tractors as well, like vintage, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we run a vintage for a couple of hours first up, mate. So you have lots of your Fergies all the way through to your Chamberlains, mate.
It's and do the drivers, particularly of the big ones you were saying that are very heavily modified, I mean, do they essentially just travel around Australia doing this?
Yeah, yes, mate, yeah. Yeah, we have, well, we have entrants from Queensland, we have them from New South, South Australia, and even got a tractor coming from Western Australia, mate.
Well, it's a long way to come, that's for sure. So, no, it's going to be marvellous. The thing that I was very impressed about, too, is the fact that the money all goes back into the community. So where does some of it go, Tim?
Most of our caterers are all local organisations, mate. So they are the ones that sell lots of the barbecue, mate. They do drinks. Like the local football club does our gate for us. So it just helps the community, mate, like that way. And then even lots of the caravan park, mate, when we have the event, they get booked out. So it helps out.
What sort of crowd?
Town like Cormie, mate.
Yeah, what sort of crowds do you get?
On average, between 3,000 to 4,000 usually.
Hell's bells. That's a good turnout,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So now Easter Saturday. So tell us the times then.
Vintage starts from about 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock, and then the modified's from 3 till 10 p.m. Mate.
Right, and obviously there's you can buy drinks and food there, and no pets, no glass, no BYO alcohol. That's important to point out, and and obviously a lot of good sponsors, including Kubota as well.
Yeah, no, we would be not where we are now without our sponsors, mate. So very grateful for them. So.
Well, it's fantastic to have it back, and we wish you every success with it, Tim, and appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us this morning on the Wake Up Call.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tim Betson, president of the Quambatook Tractor Pullers Association, that big gig on Easter Saturday.